Good evening. Tonight is Friday, June 6th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I had a pretty good night tonight. Went out and went out to the club. Got to hang around there, see some new people playing at some new things. It was interesting. Got to see some people doing some introductory level demonstrations, basically. And after a while, I got to eventually have a pretty good rope scene. It was actually kind of an interesting scene because I was playing with somebody that I hadn't played with in a while due to some personal issues. I think everything went off fairly well as far as that aspect of things. Did have a problem finding a hard point in the place, though. Unfortunately, the club where I normally go there's recently a large local event where they moved most of the furniture and equipment and everything out to the event. And while they had most things set back up, the two electric winches that they normally run and a couple of the different frames that they have that are usable for suspension weren't set back up yet. But on the upside, I happen to keep I keep my portable suspension rig sitting in the back of the car because it's too heavy to want to ever bring in. So I was able to schlep it out of my car, bring it into the club, set it up, and had a nice handy suspension point. Although I did find out that for some of the more kind of vertically oriented partial suspension type stuff, it's actually not quite as to my liking. The rig works really well if you're going to tie a base framework on someone, have them lay down, lower a ring down, attach supporting lines, and then raise them up until they're off the ground a little ways. But they're still fairly low, so the legs are fairly far out. Kind of an inherent problem with a tripod system is that if you have someone higher up, the legs are closer in, you have to be really careful that they're not smacking their head into things. You don't have any issues there. So I'm probably going to be doing some more design work on the portable suspension frame front in the near future, just because that's kind of a lot of my sort of interests are heading in the direction of more vertically oriented going back and forth from vertical to horizontal. Just generally more dynamic kind of suspension work. Actually, I had a really interesting time. I was playing around with a variation on the basic Tecate chest harness, which I really enjoy a lot of the things about it that make it good. One of the issues that I was having was the person who I was playing with had some mobility issues where they couldn't rotate their arms far enough. Basically, they couldn't get their arms crossed, wrists overlapping behind their back in sort of the traditional box tie type position. So I had to modify things a little bit. Basically, I built a bar between. I rotated to the point where I thought it was as far as I would comfortably be able to sustain the wrists close together, and then built a bar in between the two by wrapping around the outside of the wrists several times, and then wrapping around the bundle. It's kind of similar to the I tied a basic bar between the hands, and then used that as a starting point. And then other than that, it was fairly fairly standard chest harness, fairly standard Tecate tie. And then from there, I played around a little bit with putting that under some vertical tension, tying and lifting up one of the legs, and playing around with sort of putting the person off balance, and kind of letting them sort of experiment with it a little bit and get used to the tension. It was the first time they had been tied up in that fashion before, so I was trying to be sort of fairly gentle. Then after that, I brought the one leg that I had up down, pulled it around back, and lifted it up, and got into more of a horizontal position. Then eventually lifted the other leg up into a full horizontal suspension from the chest harness and from two ankle cuffs, essentially. And it was a fairly stressful position. So I didn't maintain that one for too long, and kind of brought them down and let them sort of enjoy the feeling for a while of the chest harness. And that was pretty much it for the night. At that point, I just kind of packed everything up and headed home. Although the packing up part was fairly extensive, given that I had to put the suspension frame away too. Although that is a handy thing to be able to pull out at need. Definitely came in handy tonight. So, you know, it was, like I said, it was a good night. It is fairly late, though, so it's probably going to be tomorrow before I get to the, it is going to be tomorrow before I get to the craft segment on the Dragon's Tail, or you know, Dragon's Tongue, I've seen it called, several different things. But I'll be covering that tomorrow, get kind of back on track with the whole craft segment thing. That's really about it for the evening. As always, I can be reached for any questions, comments, feedback, etc. at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.